Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio. Join me now for guidance and messages from the divine to support you on your path to living with mastery. Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio here on Saturdays. That's most Saturdays at 4 p.m. And if you are listening on replay or attempting to check in, the link was for 4:30. So I just juggled some things around, and we're here right on time. So again, Barbara Calvano, I'm an angel intuitive. I do professional angel card readings and oracle readings, and I'm also a life coach, and I incorporate both together to help, as I said in my introduction, to support you on your life to acquire mastery in those things that you really care about. So right now I'm going to share the upcoming messages for the week and then take your calls and give some mini readings. And most of the cards I use are angel cards, angel tarot, and I have decks also that deal with your life purpose, romance questions. And one of the things I like to always say is that I don't really do predictive readings. I'm not going to tell you your future because we all have free will. But what I can do is share with you guidance that I receive as a clairaudient, clairsentient, and clairvoyant. Any information I receive, and then pull some cards for you, and then we can see how they relate and how we can give you some guidance for today. And so right now I have some callers. Thank you who've called in and they're waiting. And let me see if there's anything else. No, I don't have my workshop scheduled yet, but I'm really excited about creating an angel circle here in the New York City area where I preside. And it's going to be a healing circle. We're going to pull some cards. We're also going to do work on clearing energies from our body. And I'm going to teach you shielding techniques and also just ways to keep your vibration high, which is really important because the vibration that we're at is what we kind of attract. So we want to learn how to keep our vibration of our body and our aura as positive and uplifted as we can maintain. So one of the things I wanted to share about, I wasn't here last weekend. I am also an actor here in New York City, and I am also constantly learning new things. And I'm in a course right now that's helping me be a better coach and more effective, more productive, and also in breaking through my fears. So interesting enough, I was guided to do a job. I had a job at that high wire live act that was over Times Square. It was on television on ABC. And so this job had me be 25 stories in the air above Times Square, the street level. And I stood in for the various people that were involved with the walking on the wire above Times Square. So I didn't have to actually walk, but I was standing up there looking down. And I also practiced their speeches. And so I kind of had to get into the head of the Walendas, those that were going to walk on the wire, the family members, the sports psychologist, even the pastor who gave a prayer for the protection and safety of this whole event. So interesting. It was all the energies of doing something that was, for me, super, super scary. And I think what's happening right now, not just for me, for people, we're being presented, if you're ready, for opportunities to release certain things that are in our body, in our aura. I'm going to say even we've been carrying it for lifetimes, and we can release it. So when I was up there, you know, doing my work for 2 days, you know, if I stepped too close to the edge, my hands would sweat, even they're sweating right now when I'm thinking about it. And, you know, I would feel my heart start racing. And what I've learned is when we have an experience of fear, of high anxiety or stress, it's often not just what's happening right in front of us, but it's also tapping into systematically things that have happened to us in the past. And, you know, we don't even have to remember each and every instance, but we have stored memories in our body. And that keeps us sometimes from just being more spontaneous, moving forward more quickly and taking actions because we have a hesitancy based on those things that have happened in the past. And some of them could be, you know, someone we may have lived with, a family member that was very loud and angry, could have been abusive, or we could have had a teacher that was like really not comfortable with us. You know, it could be small, but it also could be real. Something tragic may have happened, very traumatic. So one of the things I love working with the angels, guides, is that they assist us in this lifetime, in this physical form that we have, to help us walk through some of these situations. And they may even bring up similar situations that feel like what happened before. Now, you're not going to necessarily replay it, but you and I know that there are some people who seem to be attracting, they seem to attract the same dramas over and over again. There's something to that. They're not able to see it, detach from it. It's really important to know that things that have happened to us are not who we are, and to have a way of looking at it that way energetically. And that's one of the things I do with my clients, you know, one-on-one. So there I was, and I knew this was an opportunity to get over fear, because if you listened to my show a couple weeks ago, I had another thing that had to do with acrophobia, because I had to look up, what does it mean to be afraid of heights, right? No, I'm not the person who wants to go on that big roller coaster at a ride. I mean, I don't even like those type of things, because I've got this, you know, thing about, that's my anxiety. So by having this happen, I know I was different after that. How did I know? I had an envelope that came from the IRS that I usually just put to the side. I let my husband read that part of, you know, our lives. But I just went to that envelope, opened it up, and just started reading it. It may not sound like a very big deal, but I just faced something that I just was not comfortable with before. It was a little annoying. It made me feel uncomfortable. I let somebody else do it. And I have a husband. I let him do that, you know. But what I saw was that I could just do it. And there are things that I saw subtle. Sometimes our changes are not going to be huge. But when you have an energetic release, all of a sudden, how you function in the world is transformed. You are different. Now, would I ever want to walk on a wire? Probably not. But guess what? They were held onto with a harness so that if they dropped off the wire, they'd be dangling like on a bungee rope, right? So it gave me a thought. I might try something where if there was a harness that used to terrify me, I would still do it. So there's good news with all this, because we are entering a eclipse season. And before I get into the weekly readings, and this is something that's going to color the energy for the next few months, but the energy is, the opportunity is to look at what happened around 2001. Now, if you were not born or you're like 2 years old at that time, just look at a similar problem that you've had for the past few years. And those of us who were around in 2001, it's not going to be the same thing happening, but it's going to be similar situations. And we're in a completely different energy right now. We're in something called the 5D energy, the fifth dimension. And I can do a whole show on that. But the main thing is this, is that if people are not ready with this added energy that's in the world, they will get agitated and their negative qualities and habits may proliferate. So if you have spiritual practices, if you have things to do to de-stress, to manage your stress, then you're going to be fine. The others will just be in pure reaction to everything that's happening in the world. So to prepare yourself for this eclipse season, just know that things are going to come up for you. And you could have a crisis. It could be small, it could be medium, it could be large, but the main thing is that it's there for you to work with your guides and angels to complete it. Now, I should make this show called Let's Get to Work with the Angels. You know, this, you know, it's, let's get to work as an earth being with the angels and our guides, because, you know, life is not easy. You know, it could be easy if you were, it seemed easy if you numb yourself either with alcohol or substances or overeating or overdoing or, you know, any activity where you're not present. And most people do that. You know, I did that in my 20s. And then I'm now sober 29 years. And that's my journey, what I went through. But what I want to say is that there are ways in which to manage your stress and stay present, because the golden key to everything in your life is going to be being aware and present. And that means feeling everything, right? I could have a show also called that Feeling Everything with the Angels, because, you know, it's very easy for us, and most of us do this, when we start having intense feelings, we don't want to feel them. Like there I was up on above 25 stories high, above Times Square, doing my work. And, you know, I watched one cameraman go all the way to the edge. You know, for him, it didn't bother him. Now, that was part of his natural way of being. In me, I've done a lot of work on myself. I did over 30 years of personal development courses and lots of meditation and yoga and all my certifications with the angel work. And boy, did I just see, and it's all part of my eclipse season, all this, another layer of fear that I didn't know was still holding me back. I kind of like knew it was there, you know, because this is kind of how we may know some things. We know something's not right, but it's okay. I'm getting by. I'm doing what I need to do. I'm taking actions in my life. But what a wonderful opportunity. What a wonderful opportunity to say, I am ready. I am ready point blank to be partners with my guides, with my angels, to dance with, partner with, co-create those things I know that are part of my destiny, my life purpose, why I'm here. And that's what I do when I work with my clients, and I can work with you when I take your calls for the readings. So I just had to share about, you know, walking on, being with those who are walking on the high wire. I still am just getting over that. Oh, yeah. And a couple weeks before that, I did a job at Radio City Music Hall where I had to stand on the elevators that go up and down on the stage. And those were making me nauseous because of the fear of looking down, again, a deep, you know, the fear of falling into something, right? Well, that was a precursor for this last weekend. So when you open yourself up totally with your body, mind, spirit, the universe, your guides, your angels are going, your ancestors also are going to push you into situations so that you can experience your life, experience emotions that need to be experienced. By doing so, you have freedom. You have freedom. It's not necessarily that we have to reenact. That's another point the angels are saying, to say, we don't have to replay things that happened in the past. You know, I don't have to replay the trauma and the dramas that happened to me. It's not necessary. But there is an energetic form to these experiences that are stored in our body. They are stored in our body. It's almost alchemical. And when we are present to it, it's almost reliving the experience without it really happening. It goes out. It leaves. It no longer has a hold on us. It's so miraculous. It's all about breath. It's all about being in the moment and allowing and just knowing that the world is safe and secure, even when it doesn't feel like it. That you are being held with such love. Now, this does not talk about times when you know that this situation is not safe. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, on the whole, the mantra that I do often hear, the affirmation I read, that in the infinity of life, all is perfect, whole, and complete. That is where we reside all the time. All the time. But yet our mind tells us that we're not, that something's wrong, something needs to be changed, something is different. But in this moment, in this very moment, all is perfect, whole, and complete. Okay, so I'm going to now move to the upcoming week, which will be July. Oh my gosh, so the reading's going to be from July 1st to July 7th. And you can also feel some of this energy that I'm talking about today with these cards. And I make videos, too, of all these readings. So you can see me in my YouTube videos talking about these energies, the cards, and you can replay them as often as you want. It's on my YouTube channel at Barbara Calvano, B. Calvano Coaching. And if you subscribe to my email, I send them out every week. It's free. And I will also let you know on any specials. Sometimes I have discounts on my readings, huge discounts. So you can have an hour session, 45-minute session with me at a truly affordable price. So it's a great reason to be on my email list, and that's through my website. Okay, so this week I was guided to use the Archangel Power Tarot deck by Radley Valentine. I love this deck. It has the archangels in it. And this week, all three cards are Archangel Michael. Now, if that doesn't say the presence of this powerful archangel is with us to guide us through some major changes, all right? And, you know, it's easy to just go through our life in a habit of avoiding, you know, the angels are saying. When Archangel Michael has entered your life, it means you're ready to stop avoiding. You're ready to stop procrastinating, because Archangel Michael is not going to show up just, you know, to help you watch TV. You know, this is a whole different realm of living. So the first card is Seven of Michael. And it says here, there's a better course of action available to you. Working alone may not be the best answer. Review all the details. So on the card, you see Archangel Michael hovering over this young person who's walking in the woods. And there's two paths. You can take one path or you can take the other path. And you know, so often in our life, everything is dependent on choosing a path. And for the most of the time, we choose, but oftentimes we avoid choosing. I'm going back to that. We avoid because we're afraid of making a mistake. But here we have Archangel Michael protecting us. Say you make a choice about something and you find out it's not the right thing, whether you're dating someone or it's a new job or something. Guess what? You can change your mind. One of my relatives, they packed up all their things. They moved from Tennessee to North Carolina. And after 4 months, they decided they don't want to live there. So good thing they didn't unpack everything. They went back to Tennessee, found a house that they really want, and they're moving right back to where they started. Was it a big deal? Slightly annoying, frustrating maybe, but are they on the path of fulfilling and being happy and creating the life that they really want? Absolutely. So whatever we're going to do is going to be, it can be rough. It can be some hard work. You know, it may not be easy, you know, but it will be worthwhile. So there's a better course of action available to you. It says, working alone may not be the best answer. So for some of you, you may need a coach. You may need a counselor. You may need someone like me, an intuitive reader. Or you may need a course, a class, something to help you go to the next level. It could be a book, an inspired book to give you the incentive to go after the passion of life that exists. I mean, there's so much support all around us, but we can easily be with what I call the conversation of the people who are sitting, watching life happening and complaining a little bit. There's a real difference between the people who are not so much complaining, but more like, all right, what action can I take? And can I be around people that inspire me, you know? So find people that inspire you to work with, and then also review all the details. Don't be afraid to look at all that's necessary to do. You know, this whole week of energy is really about expanding our awareness, to take in all the details. You know, the angels are saying, who wants to do that in the summertime? Want to go to the beach and just forget about things? Or you're a teacher and you're on summer vacation. I don't want to think about anything. You can do that also. But there's something stirring in everyone's heart right now that's going to take a level of awareness different than it was before. Like, my awareness of life is different after working on that job that helped me overcome some fears that I didn't really know were still lingering inside of me. And I didn't know I could disappear them, let them go so quickly. Okay? So the next job is King of Michael. And here it says, principled, rational, ambitious, respected. So these ideals refer to you. Those qualities of being principled, rational, ambitious, respected are just rising inside of you and attracting other people like that into your life, at least one person. So it says wisdom and objectivity are important now. Stay in your integrity. A situation that calls for honest and open communication. You know, with this one card, I could do my whole career, my whole career could just be about this one message. How to be a human being, staying in your integrity, and being in life with honest and open communication. Really. I mean, one of the things I saw, I share everything on this show. You know, one of the things, my pet peeves is people who lie about their resume, you know, like on LinkedIn they lie about their resume, and they're people that I know. So there are people who did not go to Columbia University, but put that on their resume. Or there's somebody that's only been doing a job for maybe 2 years, but they write it that they've done it for 13 years. Now, for me, that's not integrity. That's an integrity issue. But in this world of marketing yourself and embellishing, it's kind of natural. So I will look into my own heart and say, what is my integrity? What works for me? And trust that. I know I can't live with a lie. I can't put down that I went to Columbia University when I went to Ohio State University. It just doesn't work. So anyway, yeah, I think the sense of humor was in last week's reading. And I just, yeah, it was. So stay in your integrity. What is your integrity? The integrity could be if you know that you've been wanting to lose weight and you've been putting it off year after year after year, or have better health, that's your integrity. It's an integrity issue. Or you know that it's time to get out of that relationship or get into a relationship, but you are not taking actions. That's an integrity issue. Or you know that you're depressed, or you have, issues with really moving forward and letting go of the past. That's an integrity issue. If in your heart you know your goal is to be happy, your goal is to be more joyful. And the integrity issue truly is not doing anything about it. You know, just maybe blaming somebody or blaming the world, but not taking ownership, right? And so here it talks about a situation that calls for honest and open communication. And that's between you and yourself, your heart, or it could be someone in your life, but I'm really sensing that this is about being really rigorously honest with yourself right now. And I tell you from my own experience, the opportunity, once you're truly honest, and then you ask your angels and guides for help, you do get a floodgate of energy. And here's the deal, what we do now. Instead of saying, no, I'm not ready, just say, I'm ready, I'm willing, show me where to go, show me what to say, show me, you know, where I need to be. And just be ready. You know, it's really about, once you say, let's ask the angels and partnering up, it really is an exciting adventure versus not, you know, like just walking in this world like it's one big pain in the butt and not remembering that we have such loving support. Yeah. And then the next card is Page of Michael. And the attributes on this card are truthful, perceptive, analytical, blunt. So this could refer to us, you and me, and also can refer to a person we may attract into our lives. Truthful, perceptive, analytical, blunt. An exciting new challenge. You have what it takes to succeed. Review contracts or documents very thoroughly. So we're getting this guidance to just go over the details. You know, it is summer here and most of my listeners are in North America. It's really a time to just take the time and read. You know, I'm the type of person, I don't want to read. I just want to whip through some things. I'd rather not read all the details. Review all the contracts or documents very thoroughly. Take your time. Know that you have the support of your guides and your angels and ancestors. You can take the time, all right? And key sentence here is that you have what it takes to succeed. So often, my callers, my listeners want to know, is this thing that I want to accomplish, is it going to happen or not? And I, again, not a fortune teller, because you have free will, I have free will. But once you ask your angels from your heart, once you have told them out loud or in your prayers from your heart, you have been heard. That's the connection. You're already connected to the universe. And all we have to do after that is wait. Yes, wait. Patience. Listen. Observe. Be in the moment. Yeah, it's all that Zen stuff. It's all of that stillness. It's all of that yogic terminology. Be awake. Because you have been heard. And then it gets exciting because you're going to start seeing, hearing, feeling messages. And the more you practice this state of being receptive, open, the more you connect. There was a time in my 20s when I was here in New York. I came in 1977 at age, 23 or so. And I didn't know how to deal with energy, all this big energy inside of me, my creative energy, the energy of New York City. And it was very easy to bounce around, just be in this huge, like a tornado of energy, trying to struggle, trying to make ends meet, working three or four jobs, just this plethora of energy. And then attracting all these types of relationships because I was not grounded. And so it was a perfect learning curve. But now I can share with you, we're all going to go through what we're going to go through. But hey, if I could be your GPS and give you some roadmaps just to make it a little easier, why not? But the truth is, the discovery, the voyage, the adventure, the path that you and I take is uniquely yours and mine. And nobody can tell you what that is. Nobody can do it for you. And it is pure bliss and pure ecstasy to merge with the universe, with the guides, when you finally know, oh, I can actually co-create these things. I can have things happen and not get thrown by it. You know, I can have a breakup of a relationship and not be upset for 2 years or 1 year, or 6 months or 1 month. I can have something happen in my life that could, you know, derail me for my whole life. I've seen things happen like that. A person can have something happen and it can affect them very deeply for their whole life, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's part of what we do as human beings. But if we could learn to see a life and its experiences in a whole new way. We can embrace all the emotions and all the energy, and we could see the beauty actually in change and transformation. We could actually see the beauty when things don't work out. That's what artists do, and poets and musicians. They write songs, make paintings about it. That's what they do. And we can also become an artist with those things that happen into our lives. We can take those things that have happened to us and create something beautiful with them. All right. So these cards will be here on the Blog Talk page at my website. If you want to see the images of them, because sometimes I find when my clients look at an image, you can see something that actually I don't even mention, but it's unique for you. All right. So right now I'm going to connect with the callers, and we're going to do some mini readings. Again, these are just mini angel readings, and I have several decks here that I can choose from so we can see what works best for you today. Okay, so the first caller is area code 951. What is your name and how can I help you today? Hello there.
Hi. Hey, it's Nathaniel calling in. How are you?
Hi, very good. Hi, Nathaniel.
Yeah, I do some of that water healing. I either, you know, go to the jacuzzi and that kind of thing, or go by a, you know, like a lake or something, a park.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering if you could pull another card for me.
Okay, so what is your question?
I'm still kind of looking for a place actually to move to.
Okay, so you mean a place to live?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, so like I spoke earlier, most of the work that I do is pretty much, it's more like coaching. Like, so if you're looking for a place to live, I spoke about my relatives actually, you know, they moved from Tennessee to North Carolina, found out that it wasn't for them, and then moved back. So what is, number one, is what's holding you back from finding a place?
Well, I'm living with my relatives, but I guess he's out of town, out of the state, and she doesn't want to live with me. She has vulnerable to breakdowns and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So
it's basically, it's a matter of you just choosing where you're going to live, whether you're going to rent a room or you're going to share an apartment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm on some waiting list, but there's a year or two waiting list for some of the apartments, and motels are over $100 a day. And so. So I was looking for a card. Maybe it would have some answers.
Okay, so what I'm picking up, you know, right now for you, Nathaniel, is this, is that while you're there with this situation, living situation that may not be the best, is that whatever you can do to keep harmonious and peacefulness while you're waiting.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's what the main thing is.
So, you know, whatever you can do, whatever health habits you may have, you want to just, you know, stay
health.
On the healthy side. Health, whatever you can do so that you can be peaceful and not bring, you know, just bring peacefulness to the situation. That's what the angels are saying, because it may be a while that you may have to stay there. So whatever you can do, you know, to find ways to, I think you're being tested by the universe so that you can sharpen your skills to be even more effective at taking care of yourself, which includes when you're in a situation, you know, I don't know your personal habits, but if there's anything that needs to be up-leveled, you know, so that you are more positive, you know, I don't know if you have any, you know, behaviors that you know that you need to, like, upgrade, but, you know, what interesting card that I pulled for you, Nathaniel, is Knight of Raphael. And it says, do you write music, write poetry?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I write books, poetry, songs.
Okay. Well, it says this. It says that you are the Knight of Raphael, romantic, dramatic, poetic, introspective. This is what it says. Committed relationships being swept off your feet, situations or topics that make your heart flutter. So open yourself up to being really, really happy. So this is what I have for you. Open yourself. You may meet. Are you involved with anyone right now?
No, but I'm really, people have been telling me for a long time there's a twin soul or sometime, and I think
mm-hmm.
it's right about all of it that's going to be coming in, you
yeah,
know, right
that's
about
what
now.
I have.
So should
yeah,
be real soon,
so
I could probably just charm everyone off their feet. Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah. Which is stay, what I'm saying here is stay focused on the most positive outcome that you can imagine. So if you're going to do a meditation or visualization, instead of just working on how to repair where you're going to move right now, which will happen, but if you're not happy and you're scared or you have fear around it, it's probably you're going to push it away. So you want to try to be, you want to see what can make me happy right now. How can I bring joy in my life, even though I may be in an unjoyful situation? So if you're a writer, write more, be inspired, and imagine in the most incredible situation of being swept off your feet. So it's interesting, right? You can be in a situation where you feel like it's like not so great, but yet your angels are saying, you're an artist, create, you know, write a story. Write a story about the man who was like living in a situation who wasn't too happy, and all of a sudden this beautiful love showed up. So this is a card I got for you. It's like, it's interesting that it says poet, you know, drama, romantic, introspective. Okay? It's interesting.
Okay.
You know? So take your qualities that you have, you've been given, your ancestors are behind you with, and focus, you put all your energy into that. And you'll probably be a more peaceful person in your work, in your living situation, because you'll be happier. You know, you'll be happier. So it really is about being responsible for your art, your talent, and your creativity right now. And while you're waiting for the move. Does that make sense? Both. Both are simultaneous. It's not easy, but you can do it. You have Archangel Michael saying, definitely, you're going to succeed with it, but just do what you can to make the best of your situation right now. Okay?
Hey, thanks a lot.
You are welcome. Great question.
Okay.
And other people, as they listen to this, they can get something out of it, because so often we focus on one thing when the angels are knocking us on their head saying, but what about this other thing? What about this other thing? It's kind of like, here's a candle. Here's a match, light the candle so that you can see how great you are, you know?
So I guess it's called lessening someone else's grief or problems.
Well, I know.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling and listening in. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the next caller is area code 503. What is your name and how can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Nancy, and I was just calling to see, first of all, I've been following you for a long time on Facebook, and I just love what you do. And this is the first time I've called. I'm having problems in my marriage, kind of like a separation. My husband comes and goes. I do feel there's a third party involved. I want to work things out. I just want to see what advice the angels have for me, because I do feel that we're supposed to work things out. I just I need some extra positive guidance or something.
Okay.
I feel really down.
Sure. So Nancy, how long have you been married?
We just had our 23rd anniversary. We've been together 26 years.
Oh my goodness, because you sound like a youngster. So did you're going to say I've been 2 years.
I'm not super old, but I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, but still, okay.
I got married
now
when I was 20.
Okay. So here's the other question. When you said there's a third party involved, what do you mean by that?
I don't have actual proof. I just have my intuition and we all worked together, and this person was also married, and she just threw herself at my husband. She pursued him. She created drama, lies, and rumors throughout our work, to where I ended up like having high anxiety, and I ended up leaving there because I just couldn't handle it anymore. It was starting to affect my health.
So
I left.
And
this all started. He left in February to go on a trip. You know, I wasn't working. He had just left his job. He left his job too, and coincidentally, she left the same time he left. It's just too many things that line up that say something was going on. She disappeared when he disappeared. I was told that she emptied out her husband's bank account, and all of a sudden my husband comes home with new gifts every time he leaves. So he left to California for 3 weeks, and we didn't have money. And I'm like, well, how are you paying for all this? So it's just little things like that that makes me feel like this woman is involved. I feel like it's coming to an end. But I just, I don't know.
All right, so quick question. So you're not living together right now?
We do live together.
Okay.
But he, like right now, he's not here. He just decided on Tuesday. He got his paycheck, and he says he leaves for several hours in the afternoon and comes back and says, you know what, I'm going to leave for a couple of days. I feel like I'm going to explode. I'm really upset, and I just need to take some time and figure some things out. And he was supposed to be back yesterday, and he's still not back, and very vague.
Okay, and do you have children?
Yes. I have four children. Two are young adults, and two are 12 and 13.
Okay. And does he have any substance abuse problems or gambling or anything like that?
No. No.
Okay, so you're just sensing that it's infidelity right now? Okay. So, I mean, and how long have you been sensing this in time?
Well, I believe something started going on with him and her probably in February.
Okay. And have you ever confronted
And I do feel like, and he denies it. And he, if I say her name, he just flips out on me about it.
Okay. Well, let's just take it one step at a time. You know, for you to say that you feel that you, so if you had said to him, I would like to go for counseling, he would just probably not be too excited about that, you know, right?
I did start counseling, and he went to two sessions with me.
Okay.
And the last session we went, because he said he has talked about divorce. But I'm like, why would you even talk about divorce when we haven't even tried to fix anything that, I don't know. He goes, the thing is he sends very mixed signals. One minute he's very loving and affectionate, the next minute he's cold and distant. So,
okay, so
it's really hard for me to gauge.
Right. And overall, I'm just going to share with you, you know, I can't predict your future, like I had said earlier, but what I can share is just what I hear. So it sounds like if someone says the word divorce, it's not something that they're just making up in the spur of the moment, it's something they've been thinking about for a long time. And if you saw a lot of these synchronicities, and the thing that I'm just really picking up on is someone says, I need to go out for a couple hours, and they're not back for a couple of days. Is that what you said he did?
Oh, no, he left. And what he does, when he gets stressed out, he'll go to the park to get away and spend some time with himself. And then he came back. And then he decided that he needed to go away for a couple of days. But it's turned into he was supposed to be back yesterday, and he's still not back today. And now my kids are asking, like, where is he? He was supposed to call them. He hasn't called them. And I don't know. I'm intuitive. I have visions. I pick up. I mean, he's my twin flame also. I forgot to tell you that. So it's very intense.
Well, here's my take on twin flames. sometimes twin flames are only supposed to be for a certain amount of time. It doesn't mean you're supposed to be together till you die. That's my take on it.
Right.
Twin flames are also for learning a lesson, and once the lesson's learned, you move on. It sounds like to me that you are being disrespected, and you're also creating, you invited this energy in so you could learn a lot about yourself, not just him.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It's not him. It's like you are attracting what you are within yourself. A person will treat you on some level you're treating yourself. Because I would say, are you happy with yourself? Do you like the way you look? Are you overweight?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say what's there. Are you really loving yourself with self-care that the person wants to be around you? Or do you have issues that a person needs to take a break away from you? You just got to say what's there, okay?
Right.
Okay.
I have been really working on myself. I have I was in a depressive state. I have really worked on myself. Like I said, my health was starting to have issues because of all of the stuff that was going on at the job. So I took my health first and started doing everything, going through with doing homeopathic things. I have a naturopath doctor that I love, so they feel like a friend. And so everything I'm doing is to better myself. I do look at myself and my situation and what I need to do for me. That's what I did. I have been doing that. I am working on
me. Have you ever been depressed, or have you had a situation? Yeah, just the angel saying, have you had depression or something that may have had him want to not be around you? Is there anything about you that you know that you could be honest with me about that he may? Yeah.
Well, we both struggled with it, actually. The last 7 years have not been easy. We lost our home. First he got injured. We lost our home. My children and I moved in with his parents, and then he didn't get along with his father. So he and I separated back in 2012. We separated, and I thought we were going to, and we got back together, but my kids and I were in his parents' house, which was not the best thing. His father is very toxic, is very verbally and mentally abusive.
Okay.
And it was just a lot of stuff. I feel like my entire family has PTSD from the situation. So he was out of the home, away from us for at least 4 to 5 years. He would come and visit. Like, first it was like 3 to 4 times a week. He would stay over, but then him and his dad had a falling out, so he had to come over when he wasn't there. And
This is a big energetic, I'm going to say. The angels say it's a mess, you know. There's a lot of energy where he may need a break, and he may need. So what the angel is saying, because I pulled some cards for you, and I'll share them because we have time to speak because I don't have a lot of callers. But here's the thing that I see. The most important thing for you to do is not think that you're supposed to fix the situation with you and him.
Okay.
The focus needs to be on yourself. What did you need the homeopathic remedies for? Depression or what?
Oh, no. It was not depression. At the job, it was anxiety, high anxiety that was causing. And I don't take that anymore. I got over the anxiety and everything. I did work through that. And then I found out my estrogen levels were off.
So I worked on getting
my estrogen back.
Got it.
Yeah. I worked on me. I lost a lot of weight. I feel really good about myself. I'm basically at my high school weight, so I feel great. I feel like I look really good. I'm happy with how I look.
Okay. So the only thing you can do is this, and I would tell anybody this and anyone who is married and they've got these issues going back and forth is this. You are not responsible for his life. And it's a dangerous thing to say, he's my twin flame because someone said this, so I need to work it out, even because you think you need to work it out for your children, you know. The number one thing you need to do is, a jerk is a jerk.
Yeah.
Twin flame or not, a jerk is a jerk. Someone who has mental issues or a personality thing that they're not taking care of, you are going to drag this person with you to the grave. So the number one thing is to get your self-confidence up and self-esteem up so that you can see when someone lies to you or they cannot be in communication to you, and you're there as the wife and you're there as the caretaker of their children and everything, and they cannot speak to you and honor you with integrity, then it's on you that you're letting this happen, okay?
Yeah.
This is really a calling for you to, like, rise up. And I talked about the eclipse season. You know, this is the energies of, like, looking back 20 years ago. So that'd be around the time you got married. If there was anything going on then, it's coming up again. But this time the energy is different. The energy is different. And the first, I'll just go over the cards that I pulled for you. But the main thing is that if the person doesn't honor you with wanting to communicate with you what they need, if they leave you in the dark, if they treat you like you're in junior high school and they're not in communication, hello, what else do you need, you know, for the universe to say, this is not okay? This ain't no twin flame business. This is about learn the lesson ASAP, or your children are learning this pattern. They are imprinted with this pattern of your marriage in their aura. This is what they're going to repeat. They're going to repeat the same thing. This is the gift you're giving them. I'm being a little harsh, but the angels are saying this is important. Wake up.
I respect you being blunt, because I receive things better when it's blunt. So you're perfect.
Yeah. Because it sounds like you're just like, you know. So the first one is this: the power of creativity, recognition for very high quality work, be a team player. So this is saying, this is what you have. You have this. This is being someone who can do all that. The next card is don't give up. Protect that which you created, what you're doing. Have courage and believe in yourself. So, you know, the only reason why I'm married for 20, 30 years is because there were times that I had to speak in a way that I had to have a voice and make a stand and say things and demand in order to wake my partner up, my husband. And so I don't know if you have that voice inside of you, but this is what this twin flame relationship calling you to be. It's the energy it wants you to pull up, you know.
Okay.
And then the last card is the dreamer, Metatron. A leap of faith, follow your dreams, unexpected opportunities. So I see this, if you just follow through with this, like you're going to handle it. It's going to be handled. Either he's going to wake up and say, I am so sorry that I've been treating you this way. But I, you know, but if he's doing this drama, like every time he needs to, you know, he needs to leave for a couple of hours because he's got so much pressure, then he's not doing the work on himself. And you cannot do it for him. You're not supposed to. You don't want your children to see this is how grown men act. I'm not saying throw them out, but I'm saying you need to go to counseling together where you can say everything you need to say in a safe environment, like that you're not going to take this. And if he wants a divorce, then just face it. You deserve better. You deserve much better, especially if you're an intuitive. This is not going to work out, you know, mystically. This is not like this holy mystical experience. Sometimes the mystery is right in our face, but we don't want to tell the truth about it. We don't want to tell the truth. No, and if he's lying and maybe he, you know, you have all these ideas that they went off together and they did all that. I don't know if it's true or not. But between you and me, if you focus on that, you sure can create it happening.
Okay.
You can sure create it happening, because I did that in the past, and boy, did I stop it. I stopped it right away. You can create any kind of, what is the word in the Hebrew, the Yiddish thing, mashugana. You can create insanity. You can create that, or you can focus on your dreams. So I don't know what your dreams are, but I don't think it includes this drama, the soap opera. I don't think it includes that. Your dreams are much more grounded, more pure. They're in your heart. They want to be fulfilled and not wasted, leaking energy all over the place with crazy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
So you have Metatron
I
with
do.
you.
I.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I fell and I have what they call post-concussion syndrome.
Okay.
Because I got a concussion. So
okay.
All of this happened at the same time. So
okay.
I have a lot of time to sit and think. And so it's like overwhelming because I do a lot of thinking. And then my mind just goes to other. I was focusing a lot on doing the things that I'm being nudged and guided to do. And then I had to stop because the doctor told me that I was supposed to be on complete brain rest. But how do you go on complete brain rest? Like, and have children. I just, I do the best that I can.
Sure. Okay. So it sounds like there was an energetic shift, you know, it sounds like there was a lot. Now I'm going to say it. There was chaotic energy in the beginning, and then things got more chaotic. And then the best that he could do is leave or even talk about divorce. So, you know, at the source of it, yes, it'd be great if he could work it out with you. But if there's no, but if he can't be in communication, which is plain and simple talking and being present, then it's like working with a 9-year-old or, you know, a 7-year-old or, you know, a 4-year-old.
Yeah, it goes back
right?
and forth. Sometimes he is and sometimes he isn't. It's just wishy-washy.
But, you know, that's not a healthy relationship. That's not a healthy relationship.
No.
People have it and they go, well, they share it with somebody else and someone will say, well, that's the way men are or something. No. It's tolerating.
No, and that's
bullshit.
The thing that gets me. He wasn't always like this. It's just
okay.
recently. And that's why I'm like, what's going on? Because I was just blown away because I thought we were pretty solid. And then all of a sudden, everything just broke loose and went nuts.
Okay.
It felt like
so we are in an eclipse season for you. It may be, it could be the end of your marriage.
Okay.
It could be, but how will you know is by having the most intense heart-to-heart conversations you have ever had in your life. Whether you write it out in a letter so that you get it on paper, but this is you facing you. It's not even facing him. It's about facing you and facing your children and saying, you and I are having this conversation. I think this is about you having your best life and also having the best life for your children. And for him to have his best life, but if his best life is not with you, then say bye-bye. That's it.
Okay.
You know, but it does.
Okay.
I would be the first to say don't consider divorce unless you've tried counseling. And if he doesn't want to go with you, you go by yourself a few times so you can get your focus, clarity, confidence to communicate exactly what you need.
I have been doing that. I go by myself whether he wants to go or not. I am going for
me.
Okay,
that's good.
Point blank.
Yeah. But I'm not here to say that, oh, he's the right person for you. Hang in there. He's going to change his mind. No, but the energy of everything you said is that he's on his way out. He's just looking for a reason. So you can just, you know, make sure it's real or not. Just say everything. Say everything. I need to know once and for all because I feel like this is taking a toll on me and it's affecting the children. Or he may have, it sounds like he's distracted by somebody else or he doesn't know how to deal with his own emotions, so he can't deal with you, you know.
Mm.
And you may be more in a higher vibration than him, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
It does.
And so I don't see the twin, you know, forget about that. I had a teacher and she was a client involved with a married man. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. That's not no twin flame business. That's like bullshit. You know, you want to dishonor contracts. And many of us are not telling the truth that these are contracts. You don't go over there when you have a contract to be over here, especially if you are in a spiritual vibration of honor. You're living in honor.
Yeah.
So that's something to think about. You know, if he doesn't feel that he can honor the marriage anymore, then you have to be bold enough to take it where you need to. But that's it. And it's not the end of the world. You know what? The twin flame will give you the lesson that you need, and then you'll be ready for the next one. Okay.
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for calling. Not an easy conversation, but you were so willing, and I wish you the very best. I feel like, you know, that we...
I felt guided
yeah.
to call you, so I'm like, I'm going to call in and see what I get.
Yeah.
And they just know they got to be blunt with me, so I'm used to it.
mm-hmm.
But
well,
thank you,
you
so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's like, you know, life, creativity. The first card was acknowledging how creative you are. And creativity takes courage. And it's, you're willing to create your life. And if you don't have a partner that wants to be with you to create life, then you have to move on. Or you will continually get ill. Your children will get ill. You know, the energy will be so low that the overriding energy will be that nobody wants to be really fully present in life. And that's not what you want. That's what you don't want for your children. You know, so it's really about facing the truth in a way that you never, ever, ever have before, and be willing to take what you get and ask your angels to help you every step of the way. Okay.
Yes.
You're going to come out better. Your children are going to see you in a way they've never seen you before, and they will heal and you will heal and he will heal on in his own way, but it's not your job. But what I'm hearing the angels say, you deserve respect. And if you're not getting it, you don't really have a healthy marriage. Okay?
I agree. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. So I got to go. Thank you so, so much for being here today. And have a great weekend. I'll send you my prayers to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, thank you so much. I will see you next week. And if not next week, because it's a holiday weekend, the week after. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Namaste.